Helen, the first thing I want is your full name, when you were born, and then how old you are, and where you were born.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my full name is Helen Marie Butler, and I was born February 18, 1928, in St. Louis, Missouri.
And so that makes you how old?
74.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, what was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Josephine Henderson.
And what was your maiden name?
My name is Manuel, Helen Marie Manuel. And my mother's maiden name was Henderson before she married
Manuel. Yeah. Okay, that sounds reasonable. Mm-hmm. All right, Helen, when did you move to LeGrand?
I moved to LeGrand in July 1956.
Hmm, 3 years after I did.
Uh-huh.
Now, were you married then?
Yes, I was married.
And
I had five kids.
You had five children when you came here.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason you moved to LeGrand?
Well, my husband died, and that's why I moved to LeGrand.
What made you choose LeGrand?
Well, my mother lived here.
Oh, well, that's a good reason. A very good reason. Okay, did you have brothers and sisters?
No.
No.
No brother. I was the only child.
Well, no wonder. Your mama kind of wanted you back, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of your earliest recollections as a child?
Growing up? Oh, let's see. When I was a child, I lived with my aunt because my mother wasn't able to take care of me, you know, like she wanted to because she had to work. So I lived with my aunt till I was from, I guess about 3 years on up till I graduated from high school.
So, let's see. Now, do you remember some particularly happy times in your family?
Oh, yes. I remember that growing up, going to school, especially in high school, I was on the cheerleading team, and I played in the band, and when we would have a Thanksgiving football game, I would go to them, and then sometimes not all of the band, well, some of the band people would come over to the house, and we would roll the rugs up. And Mac would have the rug rolled up, and we would dance. The band would be there to play. It wasn't all of the whole school band, but it was some of the band leaders coming. And we would just have us a good time.
That sounds so fun, and I know it was.
It was.
Is that by any chance where you met your husband?
Yeah, I met my husband when we were in school.
That's neat. So, boy, a girl dating in high school ended up in marriage.
Ended up in marriage, that's true.
How old were you when you got married, hon?
I think I was about 16, 17. I was 18 when I got married.
I was 16, 17 the next month.
I was 18 and had my first child at 19.
Now, has religion always been important to you?
Always. I was reared up in the church, and I belong to the Union Memorial AME Church.
And what church do you belong to now?
I belong to the LDS Church.
And are you happy there?
I'm happy, very happy.
Yeah, so am I.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any religious experiences in your youth where prayers were answered or special blessings?
Well, in my youth, you said?
Yeah, or in your life.
Well, in my youth, all little things did. I wasn't even married then, so it wasn't nothing. But I always was in the church. when I was growing up, and I was sung in the choir and the junior choir. And
you have quite a singing voice, don't you, Helen?
I've tried, yeah.
Yes, and we all enjoy it very much. As you have talked with your children and others in the county about the quality of public education, what stands out as the most important changes in the way students learn in the county schools? There's been changes over the years in our education.
Well, now I think, see, when I was coming up, the schooling of today is different from when I was coming up, because when I was growing up, we had to learn, and if we didn't get it, we would have to repeat it again. And if we didn't repeat it, then we either be kicked out, not kicked out, but
sent to the principal?
Yes, sent to the principal.
Well, we'll just stop. So, Helen, you and the husband and the five children came here.
No. Yes, that's right. No, he died in St. Louis.
Oh, he died? Oh, that's why you came.
Yes.
Okay, I forgot that.
Yeah.
So then, did you remarry?
Yes, I did. And I married Hawthorne.
Uh-huh.
His name was J.C. Hawthorne, Johnny Clayton Hawthorne.
Okay, and so did you have more children?
I had six boys by him.
All boys?
All boys.
My word. And what about the five?
Well, I had five by my first husband, Ilee Jr.
And so did they all stay with you?
I mean, Ilee Sr. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you had... Did you have 11 children at home for a while?
For a while.
Uh-huh.
And then the kids, the other five, they went back because they didn't like it here. So I...
How old were they when they left?
Oh, they were little tigers when they left to go back to St. Louis. But they just didn't...
Like
it just didn't, no, didn't like it.
And so, was that pretty hard on you?
Yeah, it was pretty hard on me. So my aunt wrote me, and if she could keep them, so she did. She kept the kids, the five kids.
Quite an aunt.
Yeah.
Really, wonderful.
Yeah, she was a young girl.
Uh-huh. So you and Hawthorne, how many years were you married?
See, we were married... 56. I think we were married about 15 years. The Hawthorns. Yeah. But he left me, and see, we were married, I say, about 15 years. Then he left after Johnny graduated from high school. He was here when Johnny graduated from high school.
Now, is Johnny the oldest or the youngest?
Yeah, it's the oldest of the Hawthorns.
And so then you still had, what, five children to raise besides Johnny?
Five after Johnny went off to college.
So what did you do to support them, honey?
Well, I worked in different homes, and then I worked at the Royal Motor Inn. I hope that's getting.
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, I worked at the Royal Motor Inn, and then I worked as housekeeping, you know, doing housework. Then I worked up at the Trocadero with Lou Carpenter.
Oh, yes.
And I did her upstairs. I cleaned all upstairs for her. And then I worked at the Sacagawea Annex, cleaning it. Just something to keep the food on the table.
Well, of course.
But I never was on welfare.
Raising kids by yourself is not easy, especially that many children. But I know for a fact that all of your children went on to college.
And they were on the athletics. They were pretty good athletics, the boys were. they were in somewhere in wrestling and football.
They never got in any trouble with
the police or no one? No.
And didn't most of them get scholarships?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I see Johnny got a scholarship. Lynn Rowe got a scholarship. I think he got a half of a scholarship. And, if I'm not mistaken. And, see, now this is the Hawthorns I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Got scholarships. And Clarence got a scholarship, and he won the Heisman Award.
Oh, my.
For being the best athlete and whatever.
That was quite an honor.
Yeah, he got the Heisman Award.
So what are some of the professions that the kids have gone into?
Well, let's see, Johnny, oh boy. See, are you talking about the Hawthorne?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, like it says here, now, Josephine, now she's not a Hawthorne, though. She's a Rhymes.
Uh-huh.
Now, Josephine, she went in, she worked in Los Angeles as a probation officer.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And in California. And Mary Lee is a computer for the 7-Up. Well, she worked, you know, in the computer for the 7-Up Baller Tea Company. But now she's no longer with that service. Okay, Josephine now is working for Attorney General Office, and she lives in Santa Monica? Oh no, what is that? It's not San Diego. Santa.
So she's working with
her. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She works for the
Attorney General?
Attorney General.
My goodness.
Office, yeah.
That's wonderful.
And she's a Air Force. She's in the Air Force now.
Oh. So,
Now she's
in the reserves.
Yeah, she's in the reserves.
And she still works for the Attorney General.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. She works for the Attorney General. Oh, yeah, here it is. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, them days, this is what she was working for.
Now, the five children that went to live with the aunt, do you see them pretty often?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what has did they all get to go to college?
All of them. Now, like here's Albert. He was a professor in biology at the University of Missouri. He was a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And so is his son. I just got that last night, that his son is also a professor.
Oh, aren't you proud?
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm.
To have so many children all turn out good.
Uh-huh.
You must have raised them with a rod of iron, huh?
Oh, I tried. Yeah, I tried.
Probably lots of love and discipline both, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the secret, isn't it?
And then here, Eiley Jr., he's employed by the Veterans Administration. And he was he was in the Army for 5 years. He went into the Army. And he's got a job working at the Veterans Administration.
Now, getting off the subject just a little bit, have you run into any prejudice much here in Union County?
No, I don't think so. If I did, I didn't pay it no attention.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think Union County does that kind of stuff.
No,
I didn't think so either.
No, I never ran into no prejudice.
That's
no.
Good.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, now,
The reason why none of the kids are not here is because job-wise, the jobs are very, very, I'd say, poor. They're not real poor, but the kind of jobs that the children wanted, he wasn't here.
No, I'm sure. Did any of them go to college here?
Yeah. Oh, no. None of them.
They went to colleges that would specialize in what they wanted to do.
See, now, Johnny went to Western Business College. because he figured, why go to college for 4 years? Then after you do, then you, after you graduate in 4 years or whatever, then you may not get that job.
Yeah, unless you're in the right place.
Yes. So he went and got a business and management college. Work that was his professional.
Uh-huh.
So profession, that's what he wanted to do, just go to a business college. So when he got out, he went into the, he started working at Nordstrom's. At the shoe, in the shoe department. And so now he lives in Boston, Massachusetts, because his job transferred him there.
Oh, I can imagine.
So now he's president of Nordstrom's.
Now, didn't you also work, was it at the high school?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to come to that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a job after these little jobs I had. It wasn't bringing me in enough money. So I decided if I could get a job working somewhere. So my son, he said, Mom, we're getting ready to leave, and we're all going off in different directions. We're going to college, and where do you go? And you need a job that is stable, where whenever you retire, you have a benefit.
Yes.
So, because housework and what you're doing now,
you're not going to get any retirement.
Retirement. There's no retirement.
Uh-huh.
There's no benefit. So I said, well, I think you're right. And then I studied over that, and then I said, well, let me see. So I went up to the high school and put in an application. And
was Dale Wyatt there at that time?
Yeah, Dale Wyatt was there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And let's see, what was his name? My home teacher. He was a typist. What is his name?
I don't know.
Anyway, he was a typist in one of the typing rooms, and he says, if you don't know how to write out an application, I'll help you. And I said, oh, I know how to, you know, write one out. So I got my application, sit there at the school and wrote it out. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Put in an application. Mm-hmm. And I put down everybody that I was working for at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I handed it to the secretary. And so, well, a week went by, and the telephone rang, and one of the secretaries called and said, Helen, you better come down and
be interviewed?
Yeah, to be interviewed.
Uh-huh.
So I did. And so after I was interviewed...
Who interviewed you?
Buzz Fulton.
Uh-huh.
He was there then at that time.
Uh-huh.
So he was the one that called, and so I went down and was interviewed, and then he had Robert Sloan to show me around, you know, what was what was to be done.
What year was that? You remember?
I can't remember. It was during the 80s.
Uh-huh.
80, I know I was 57, I think, when I started working. And I was 40-something, I believe,
uh-huh.
when I started working for the school district. But anyway, yeah, it was. Because I remember I joined the church January 25th, 79. I didn't have that job then. So it must have been in, 1980.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I first got the job.
So how many years did you work there? Before you retired?
I guess I put in about 12, 15 years or better.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That sure makes a difference in the old Social Security.
Yeah,
does.
Don't it? It does.
Yeah.
It does. And so, well, anyway, I worked there. I got the job. And no, I came back home. Rather, they let me go home. And I said, oh, I don't have it. I thought I didn't have the job. So the telephone rang again. And what time will you be able to come to work? I said, now! So he said, well, let's wait till Monday.
Aww.
And so I came in and I celebrated. I took the kids out for dinner and boy, we celebrated.
Oh,
so
that's
tickled.
Wonderful. Uh-huh. So then did you have to let everybody else know that you wouldn't be working for them anymore or what?
Yes. Well, yes. What they did, they were so good. Well, since you don't have to work on Saturdays, we can still have you to work for us on Saturdays.
Oh, my.
Okay, then. And I did.
Oh, honey.
And I worked for Miss Strand over 20-some years. You know, what is it, Sheldon Strand?
Yes.
Alice? Yeah.
Yes.
And then she died. And then I worked for Marion Baker till she died.
You've worked mighty hard, long time. Yes, definitely.
It was hard. It was hard. It wasn't easy.
No.
But it was very, very hard.
Well, you've sure been rewarded because you've just been a good girl.
I tried.
What it amounted to.
Yeah.
All right. Now, have you gotten into art things of any kind, painting or music or different things like that in your life?
Well, I was in painting, oil painting, when, what is her name?
Jan Clark?
No.
Was teaching?
Oh, she's gone now. Maxine Myers.
Oh, yes, Maxine.
Yeah,
I know.
I was in her class.
Yeah, I was
I've
too.
I've got art, some of the art pictures now that I have, you know, finished. And I've given them out to some of my kids because they couldn't believe it. Said, Mommy did this. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Getting back to the arts and things, I know that you sing well. Is that one of your favorite things to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know we've sure enjoyed hearing you in church.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I like tap dancing. I remember we had a something, a talent program at up at the State Center, and it was in the gym, and I tapped hands.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh. I wish I'd have seen that.
Uh-huh. And so everybody seemed to like it, and then I went over to the school in Union, and I tapped dance there.
Oh,
in Union.
That's neat.
The high school in Union.
Wonderful.
And that's all. That's the farthest I went.
Do you drive, Helen?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember if you did or not.
Oh, boy. That driving was something else.
Well, you didn't for a while, did you?
No.
So when did you...
I started driving before I retired. I said,
how old were you when you finally got your driver's license?
I was 61.
Is that right?
When I got my first driver's license.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
It'd be terrible not to be able to drive now, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. But one day I was going up to the church to get my temple recommend, and I didn't know I was driving on the left-hand side, and I was just going, and someone said, move over. Well, I kept going. Three times, and the fourth time it was a policeman coming, and just like this, yes.
Oh, dear.
And I said, what is this man? What is he doing? And I realized that I was over on the wrong side, and when that thing said, move over, boy, I zipped over quick.
Did you get a ticket?
I sure did. Well, he turned around and came back, and he kept behind me until I went on up to the church that was up here,
State Center.
No, it wasn't at the State Center.
Oh.
Out here at the chapel.
Oh, Island City.
Island City Chapel. Okay, and I kept going, and I went on in the church. I mean, went in and got out and everything, went on inside the church to see the bishop to get my temple recommend. And so when the bishop and I were talking, somebody at the door says, "Helen, it's a good-looking man here to see you." They were just playing. And I said, "Now, oh, that's embarrassing." I said, "I wonder who could that be?" And so he came in, and I looked down, there was his shoes from his shoes on. I said, "Oh, God, the police."
Oh, dear.
And he asked me, he said, "Helen, do you know what you just did?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Now, what did you do?" I said, "I was driving on the wrong side of the street. And it just came to me I was on the wrong side of the street, and I saw you coming towards me, and I just ducked over and got back on the right side." That's all I could tell him, and that it was the truth. So he said, "Well, I won't give you no ticket, but I advise you to take your driving license over." So I said, "Okay, I will." So I went down to the place to get and have them to had me to start my driving test, you know, all that stuff. And you know, that was hard.
Yes.
Oh, it was hard. And so my friends, they helped me. Dorothy Trice helped me. Secret Jones helped me. Just everybody was helping me.
I think I remember when you were trying to get your driver's license.
Yeah, all over again. And so I said, "Well, you know, this is a shame." So one day I just kept at it and then I would go in, and then they would have me to drive. I either was driving too slow or not fast enough.
Oh, dear.
And I said, "Now you want me to drive fast, you get me for driving too fast, and now I'm driving too slow." I said, So I finally got them. So Secret, one day, she was in the car with me. She said, "Now, we're going on Mount Glen Road." I said, "Oh, no." Because, you know, it goes up in that hill.
Yeah.
It looked like my car was going up like that. And I was just shaking. She said, "Don't put your foot on that pedal, because if you do, boy, I'm going to take your foot off." I said, no. So she says, "Well, you're scared." So.
What was she talking about, the brake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's what you're talking about, the brakes. You're
mm-hmm.
calling it a pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I was just nervous. So anyway, we finally got over it. And so I went on. Now, as long as it was nice and smooth.
And straight.
It was straight, I was okay. But when it started to look like you're going uphill, and you go down, and you go uphill again, that's, the hill is what got me scared.
So have you driven out of town?
No.
Mm-mm. You're just a town girl, huh?
I drive right around here in town. So I told the lady at the DMV, only thing I need my car was to go to church and go to the store and to the doctor or the hospital. So she said, "Well, maybe we can do something about that."
Uh-huh.
So she says, "Now, I want you to show me where you go, you know." And Lord, I prayed. I just prayed for a whole week. And that night when it was time for me, the next day when it was time for me to get my driving, whatever, you know, my driving
test
and my driving, permit to go and drive, well, I prayed and prayed and prayed, and then I asked one of the
instructors
to give me a blessing.
Oh,
I got a blessing for that. And then when I got in, I was as calm as a cucumber.
Oh.
And I said, "Now, Lord, don't fail me. Please don't fail me today." So I got up, and the lady, she came out here, and she says, now you take me where you generally go to the store." I drove to Safeway. Well, that was fine. She checked that out.
Okay.
Then I drove. I said, "Now, sometimes I go here to Albertson's." I drove to Albertson's. Check that out. And then she says, now what about going to your doctor? I said, well, I'm going to get my eyes tested. And I drove, I said, it's right here. And I point.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know, just check.
Yes.
And then finally I did all of that, going to, and then I said, I go out here to Walmart. She says, now show me where you go to Walmart. And I drove, I said, Lord, don't feel me now. And I just drove on to Walmart. This is easy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what about your church? I said, that's right up here. And I drove down to the church and parked.
Were you married to Willie at that time?
No, Willie had died.
Oh,
yeah.
This is after all this?
Yes, right.
Yeah, you really had to learn,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But I was driving anyway, but probably wasn't driving good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I had to learn all over again. And so
they were pretty patient with you.
Mm-hmm. And then I finally got my driving license. And so when I drove up to the house here, she says, she looked at me up and down.
I just realized, Helen, that I didn't ask very much about Willie, that your last husband.
Uh-huh.
How you met him and a little bit about him.
Uh-huh. Well, Willie, I met him because my husband, Hawthorne, they all were good buddies, and they went fishing together, and I've been knowing Velma way before Willie met him.
Uh-huh.
So, 'cause my mother knew Velma, and even when she lived in St. Louis, she knew Velma Butler, and the way they knew each other was because when my mother went into the service, during that time, when the war was, they had to go and work on the, what is it they call it there? They worked for the government, and they would wash the cars, you know, these big trains and things.
Uh-huh.
And they would do government work together.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, what is that they used? Well, anyway, she met Velma when she lived in St. Louis, and they knew about this government job during the war.
Uh-huh.
And they worked together, and they worked in Washington.
Is that where they did riveting or something? No, or they? You say they were washing rigs?
Uh-huh, washing these big boats and cars and trains and...
Uh-huh.
And, oh, what is that? Newport.
Oh.
Yeah, they went to Newport.
Oh, okay.
And they were called to work up there. And he was working for the government there. And then after that, the flood came. Because I remember my first husband and I, we were sitting in the picture show.
Where was the flood?
And we were looking at Gone with
the
Wind.
Where were you when you had the flood?
Oh, I was living in St. Louis then, and it flashed on the screen because my husband and I, we were at the picture show, and it flashed on the screen that it's a big flood in Newport, Washington.
Oh, my.
And I says, well, that's where my mother is. And the water was just going, you know, in the showing how, you know, so many people had to get out, and because the place was just flooded.
It yes. Just,
it drowned out everything. Everything went.
Oh, my.
And Newport. No, it wasn't Newport. It was Vanport.
Oh.
Vanport. I believe it. Not Newport. Vanport.
Newport's in Oregon, isn't it?
Vanport.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's where the flood came. But that's in Oregon. No, that was in Washington.
Yeah.
Vanport, Washington, yeah. So that's where they were working at. It wasn't Newport. It was in Vanport. And so, well, it went on. And then when my mother called and says, We're going to have to find a place to stay because everything is flooded out. She lost everything but herself.
Oh, my.
Everything.
Oh, my.
And I was married and was expecting a new baby. And that was in December. We were looking at the Gone with the Wind. And so, well, anyway, they, see now, Velma and her, they came here to this little town here because somebody told me maybe if you could go to La Grande, Oregon, you might can find a place. No, so they did. They found a place. And at that time, Velma wasn't married to Willie Butler then. So she got a place here, and my mother got a place, and so...
Did they have any insurance at that time to cover their losses?
I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know. I don't remember her even mentioning any flood insurance.
Yeah, probably not.
In the 40s. Now, that happened in the 40s. And so... Well, anyway, she came out here and got settled, and so by that time Willie was living in, he said he was living in Omaha, Nebraska during those days. So anyway, he finally got on the railroad. He was working on the railroad, and they moved him to Baker. And then he stayed in Baker for a while, and then he moved to, and then he, I don't know how that happened, but he finally met Velma and married her, and that's how, then after she died, then, because during those days, my husband, J.C. and them, they were all friends.
Uh-huh, that makes
and
it nice,
mother.
Don't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And my mother.
So
you they all went fishing a lot.
So you'd both lost your spouses.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then we would go up to Wallawa and go fishing. And
that's the four of you, or you and Willie?
No, my husband and I.
And Velma?
And Velma. And all of us, we just, uh-huh, just a bunch of us would go fishing. And that's the way it was, just backwards and forth. And I didn't know Willie then quite well then. But then my husband, he knew him. And, well, anyway, because we all knew each other,
uh-huh,
before.
So, how long after you'd lost your spouses did you start dating?
Let's see now. Oh, my goodness. All right, when Hawthorne walked off and left me, I finished raising the children, seeing to it that they went through grade school, high school, and college, all five. I'd say the thing about, see, about 20 years, I believe, 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
Uh-huh.
Before I ever married, because when I married Willie, I had retired.
Oh.
From.
And how many years had it been since Willie lost Velma?
I see what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Velma died in 89, and then 90, 91. 92, about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 3 years.
And so did Willie work for the railroad?
Yeah, he was working for the railroad.
Oh,
He put in about 40 or 30 years, I think 38 years.
Did Willie have children?
No, he never did have any children at all.
Uh-huh.
Never did, no.
So, I bet he enjoyed yours.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, because he's seen them grow up as little tiny babies.
Oh, my.
In the neighborhood, see?
Well, so that was real. Your kids all knew him then.
Yeah, sure. The children knew him.
Well, that
turned
out to
be. And I lived in that neighborhood ever since they were babies. And they went to Greenwood School. and they all went into middle school, and then they graduated from high school. They all went to college.
Were you able to get a pension from the railroad then?
Yeah, now I do.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I have a pension from the railroad.
I'm happy for you. Well, I think we better quit talking. Now, they may not put all of this that we're talking about in there, but they will choose, I'm sure, the what they think is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I'll say goodbye again, honey.
Okay, and thank you.